Today's shir is Masechta Baba Basra, Daf Tezvav. We will begin on Daf Yudalad Amud Beis, four lines from the bottom. In the end of our previous shir, the Gemara had discussed who had written the various Sfarim in the Torah, who wrote them, where they are placed. And the Gemara continues to meet Kosvan, who wrote all the different Sfarim. So says the Gemara, Moshe wrote Kosva Sifrei, wrote his Sefer, the Parshas Bilam. And he also wrote the Parshas Bilam. So of course, Rashi right away tries to understand why is the Parshas Bilam singled out. And he says that the reason Parshas Bilam is singled out because Bilam's Nevuah and everything that Bilam said really, explains Rashi, are not directly related to the Torah, not related, directly related to what we need to learn from the Torah, and that's why it's mentioned separately. The Shlop says if we're going to take that approach, there are many situations that are mentioned in the Torah which don't seem to have any direct connection to the halachas of the Torah. We go back to the beginning of the Torah where we speak about Cain and Hevel. Obviously, everything that's mentioned in the Torah explains the Shlop. Has the Kedusha of the Torah, and it's no less than Shema Yisrael. So again, we need to understand what makes Parshas Bilam unique. So the Ritva says that when the Gemara here speaks about Parshas Bilam, it's not speaking about the Parshas Bilam that's mentioned in the Torah. Rather, the Ritva says that there was a different Sefer, which we don't obviously have anymore, which speaks about the Nevuah of Bilam, and that Sefer was written by Moshe Rabbeinu. The Maral Diskin gives a different pshat. He says that we know that the Pasuk says, "Kam Navi Oy B'Yisrael." There was no Navi in Klal Yisrael greater than Moshe Rabbeinu. And what made Moshe Rabbeinu Nevuah so unique is that Moshe Rabbeinu saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bas Baklaria Hami'ira. He saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he saw the Nevuah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu with absolute clarity. No other Navi has that power. So he says that just like when we speak about a dream, the Gemara often says that Chaloimus Holchen Acha Apeh. The dream goes according to interpretation. So too, when a Navi, not Moshe Rabbeinu, said Nevuah, it was open to interpretation. So therefore explains the Maril, why is the entire Torah called Torah Moshe? Moshe Rabbeinu just took Nevuah that Avraham Avinu got, Noach got, and transmitted it. He says because what Moshe Rabbeinu in his Nevuah, in his capacity had, was that he saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he saw the Nevuah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this absolute clarity, in this Asbaklari HaMi'ira, he took the Nevuah that other Nevi'im saw and transmitted it with that type of clarity. And that's why all the Nevuah mentioned in the Torah is really credited to Moshe Rabbeinu as Torah Moshe. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed Nevuah to Bilam to be given to Klal Yisrael, it was the same, as Rashi says in Parshas Balak, the Umas HaOlam complained that we don't have a Navi like Moshe Rabbeinu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in his fairness, gave the Umas HaOlam Bilam. But when he gave them Bilam, so Bilam also saw Nevuah with that type of clarity. And Moshe Rabbeinu was concerned that what Bilam would do is that Bilam would take that Nevuah and interpret it in a negative way for Klal Yisrael. So therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu, Bilam's Nevuah was not like all the other Nevuah, because all the other Nevuah relied on Torah Moshe, relied on Moshe Rabbeinu interpreting them in a way that Moshe Rabbeinu was able to see that the person who saw the Nevuah was not able necessarily to see. Whereas the nevuah of Bilam, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to give the Umas Olam a Navi, was seen with that level of clarity, and that's why Bilam, the Pashas Bilam, is singled out. Iyov, Moshe Rabbeinu wrote Sefer Iyov, Yeshua Kasa Sifra, Yeshua wrote Yeshua, the Shemana Pesukim Shebetayra. And the last eight Pesukim, the Torah, which we will discuss soon, Shmuel Kasa Sifrai, Shmuel wrote his Sefer, Shaiftim, Shmuel wrote Shaiftim, and Shmuel wrote Rus. David Kasav Sefer Tehillim, David HaMelech wrote Sefer Tehillim, Aidei Asar Zakenim, through Asar Zakenim that were written, were co-authors of Tehillim. Who were they? Aidei Adam Arishin, Aidei Malki Tzedek, we know Malach Shalem, Aidei Avram, through Avram Avinu, Aidei Moshe Rabbeinu, Aidei Haman, Hazrachi, as it says in Tehillim, Vayidei Yedusan, Vayidei Osav, like it says in Tehillim, Mizmalasa Lamnatzeich Liyudosan, Vayidei Shlosh Ibnei Kairach, as it says in Tehillim, Lamnatzeich Ibnei Kairach, Yirma Kasav Sefer, Yirmiya Melochim, the Kinnis, Echab, Chizkia V'Siyatoi, the people of the time of Chizkia, Rashi says, what does Siyata mean? Rashi says it means Bnei Doroi Shirichu Yomim Achrov, people who remained after him, and Chizkia V'Siyatu Kosvu Yeshaya, Mishlei Shirashirim, the Kehelis, Anche Knesset Agdoila. The reason Rashi explains that Yeshai didn't write his own Sefer because Nevi'im would typically only write their Sfarim at the end of their lives. But Yeshaya was murdered by Menashe. And since Yeshaya was murdered by Menashe, so he wasn't able, it was sudden, he wasn't able to write a Sefer. Yecheskel v'shnei Moshe, Daniel Megillas Esther, Ezra Kosov Sifroi, v'yachas Divrei Yomim, most of Sefer Divrei Yomim is just mentioning the Yichas of Klai Yisrael, Adloy, until he comes to his own Yichas when he was no longer alive. B'sayle l'Rav, and this supports what Rav taught us, says the Gemara, Damar Yudam Rav, Lo'ala Ezra Mibavol, Ezra did not come from Bavel back to Yisrael at the time of the Beis Migdashani, Ach Yachas Atzmai, until he wrote his own Yichas, and that means in Sefer Divrei Yomim, for Allah, and then he came up to Yisrael. Oman Aske, says the Gemara, who finished the rest of the Sefer Ezra after Ezra is mentioned? Says the Gemara, Nechamya ben Chalkalya. Omar, so now the Gemara begins. Yeshua Kosov Sifroi, he wrote his own Sefer Yeshua, V'shmoyne Pesukim Shabbatayra, and the last eight Pesukim that we find in the Sefer Torah, says the Gemara Tanya, this Braisa follows the opinion, Commander Omar, the Shmona Pesukim Shebetayra, the last eight Pesukim of the Sefer Torah, Yeshua Kosfon, were written by Yeshua. The Tanya, because the Braisa teaches us, the Yom Hashem Eves Hashem, the Torah says at the end that Moshe Rabbeinu passed away, and the question is, is it possible that Moshe Rabbeinu was still alive, the Kosov, and yes, and yet the Torah says the Yom HaShemayish, the Moshe Rabbeinu was Nifter. Ella, how must we understand those Pesukim? At Kan Kosov Moshe, until those Pesukim, all of the Sefer Torah was written, all of the Torah was written by Moshe Rabbeinu, the Kav Eilach, from there on, Kosov Yeshua, it was written by Yeshua, Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. This is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, and some say that it was written, that this is the opinion of Nechemya. Amalei Rav Shimon, to which Rav Shimon responds, Efshe Sefer Torah Chasa Ois Achas, is there a Sefer Torah that could be missing even one letter? The Torah says that all of the Torah wrote the Sefer, Moshe Rabbeinu wrote all of the Sefer Torah. So how can we suggest, ask the Gemara, that the last eight Pesukim of the Torah were written by, that the last eight Pesukim of the Torah were written by Yeshua. And therefore says the Gemara, Al Adkan HaKadosh Baruch Hu Omer U'Moshe Omer, after HaKadosh Baruch Hu would say word by word to Moshe Rabbeinu what to write, and then Moshe Rabbeinu would repeat what he heard. Moshe Kosef, Bekam Ve'eloch, after this, Moshe HaKadosh Baruch Hu Omer, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said what Moshe Rabbeinu would repeat the words and write them. And the last eight words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, O Moshe Kosef Adema, Moshe didn't write it in ink, Moshe Rabbeinu wrote it with tears. So there are many, many pshatim in what does it mean, Moshe Kosef Adema. Some say he wrote in tears. It said, and it means that since he wrote it in tears, explains Moshe Rabbeinu, so he used tears instead of ink. And since tears don't leave a permanent impression on the paper it's written, so it's not, so everything works. It's not, it's written by Moshe Rabbeinu, but it doesn't look like it was something not true because it wasn't written in a permanent fashion. So it says, V'yomisha Moshe, and Moshe Rabbeinu, as the Gemara just said, was still alive. It doesn't look like it was false. The Vilna Gaon, a very famous pshat from the Vilna Gaon, he says that the Torah Kedosha says the words, Mele'ascha v'demacha loisa acher. Mele'ascha means yitruma, and demacha means a mixture. So the Vilna Gaon explains that the way the Torah Kedosha was originally written was it was a long series of letters. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu to write those letters. But not only did he tell Moshe Rabbeinu to write those letters, but he told him to take those long letters and to separate them into words. The last eight psukim of the Torah, suggests the Vilna Gaon, were written bedema. They were written as a mixture. And Moshe Rabbeinu left all of those eight letters, left all of those eight psukim as one long series of letters. And then Yeshua came and separated them. Yeshua came and separated them into words. So it is all written by Moshe Rabbeinu on one hand, but on the other hand, it was separated into words by Yeshua. The Chasam Sofer says that the Medrash says that the Torah was created Alpayim Shana Kain Brias Olam, 2,000 years before the world was created. And the Rabbanik says that the Torah was written with Eish Chayra Al Gabe Eish Levana. It wasn't written in a normal fashion. It was written in fire. What Moshe Rabbeinu did was that he brought that Torah, which was not written in a way that we normally could read or understand it, and brought it down to this world. And what Moshe Rabbeinu did, and that's what happened here too. Moshe Rabbeinu took those words, and gave it over to Yeshua to turn it down. Another pshat, which Tamara Veshamish suggests, was, as we said a few moments ago, the nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu was a much higher level nevuah than the nevuah of all other nevi'im. Moshe Rabbeinu saw Baskalaria Hami'ira. The last eight psukim of the Torah, although they were written by Moshe Rabbeinu, they were not written with that clarity. And the way the Mar V'Shemesh, as I understand what the Mar V'Shemesh means to say, is that if somebody, Rachman Tzlan, is crying, so because he's crying, he can't see out of his eyes with the same clarity as an individual who's not crying. The rest of the Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu transmitted to us was written with Klakmaria Meira, with that pure clarity of vision. But as the Torah says at the end of Parashat Zayis Bracha, that Moshe Rabbeinu says about himself, Le'uchel oid lotzeis v'lovoi, and Chazal explained, Le'uchel oid lotzeis v'lovoi, shenistim v'mena me'anis ha'chachma, Moshe Rabbeinu felt that he was losing his madrega. So they were written bedema. They were written like when somebody is crying that he's missing that clarity. The Tver Shloima has a different pshat. He says that we know that, and Moshe Rabbeinu is the best example, is that a person, if he wants to be a true Oyver Hashem, he has to be extremely modest, extremely humble. As the Zohar says, Kamandiu Rav, somebody who's really a great person, who's Zohar, acts in a very humble and modest fashion. Umandu Zohar, and somebody who is acts in a humble fashion, who Rav is really a great person. And Moshe Rabbeinu epitomizes that because it says, V'ish Moshe Onav Kol Adam. And therefore, that's the compliment that the Torah chooses when it wants to speak about Moshe Rabbeinu. From all of Moshe Rabbeinu's greatness, says the Tver Shloima, the Torah singles out the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu was an Onav. So it explains that in the last eight psukim, the pasuk the Torah describes, continues to describe Moshe Rabbeinu. Ashiyada Hashem upon him, l'chala oisus v'amoifsim. Moshe Rabbeinu, who epitomized modesty, felt very, very uncomfortable, says the Tver Shloima, writing such great things about himself. Because he felt so very uncomfortable about writing these things about himself, the Gemara says, Moshe Rabbeinu wrote these words bedema. He wrote them in a very unclear fashion. He couldn't bring himself to write these things about himself. Another pshat that he says, that Moshe Kosu Bedema, I saw the Sefer Divrei Naftali explains, that Moshe Rabbeinu, we would think, cried about his passing. Says the Gemara, you know why Moshe Rabbeinu cried as he was leaving the world? Because the Torah says, V'lo kam Navi oy b'Yisrael k'Moshe. There never was and there never will be another Navi as great as Moshe Rabbeinu. And since there was never a Navi as great as Moshe Rabbeinu, when Moshe Rabbeinu got this message, that's what disturbed him so much. That hearing that Klai Yisrael will be left without the leadership like he had till now, that was a message that Moshe Rabbeinu could not sustain. And that's why when Moshe Rabbeinu heard these words, he cussed from Bedema. That's what caused Moshe Rabbeinu to cry. Another, and along the same pshat, I saw that Moshe Rabbeinu, one of the things that bothered Moshe Rabbeinu so very much is that he never had children that reached the same level as him. And that's what the pasuk means. When Moshe Rabbeinu saw that he didn't have children like himself, and that's why the pasuk says, V'yomesh sham Moshe ever Hashem. And the Metzudas David says there's a difference when the Torah uses the word V'yomesh versus when the Torah uses the word V'yishkav. When the Torah uses the word V'yishkav, explains the Metzudas David, it means that he had children, the person who passed away had children that were the same as his, that were on his level. But when the Torah says V'yomesh, it means that this person who passed away did not have children that reached the Madrega that he reached. That's pshat in this pasuk. He explains that as Moshe Rabbeinu was leaving the world, and the pasuk says V'yomesh sham Moshe ever Hashem, so Moshe Rabbeinu recognized that his children aren't reaching his Madrega. And when Moshe Rabbeinu realized that his children are not reaching his Madrega, the proof being, because the Torah uses the word Vayomas instead of using the word Vayishkav, Bedema, that's what caused Moshe Rabbeinu to cry that he wasn't worthy of having children that reached his level. K'moshe Amar Lahalan, says the Gemara, we have another place where people who wrote things from their Rebbe, V'yomel and Baruch M'piv Yikurei Elai, is called Dvar Malelu, V'anik Kais V'alei B'sef B'diyoy. He gave me over the words that I wrote. Says the Gemara, Kaman Azla Hadam Rabbi Yeshua Bar Abba Amar Rav Gidl Amar Rav Shmoneh Pesukim Shebatayra. The last eight Pesukim of the Torah, Yochid Karnei Sam, that they should be read by one person. This is the way Rashi learns. Rashi says that the Peshat is that it should not, that we shouldn't make a break in those eight Pesukim. Another Peshat that the Rebbeinu Tam suggests is that we know in the time of Chazal, the way Kriyas HaTorah took place is that somebody, as it is now, somebody else learns from the Sefer Torah. Here, because these eight Pesukim are different, they should be read by the person who receives the Aliyah and not by anybody else. Another Peshat that I saw from the Rimigash is actually just the opposite. The last eight Pesukim should be read as a separate Aliyah, because we're learning now that these last eight Pesukim were written by Yeshua. So since they were written by Yeshua, so they're different than the rest of the Torah, and they're different than the rest of the Torah, so there should be a separate Aliyah. And then I saw that the Yaris Tavash has a different Pshat. The Yaris Tavash Pshat is that what the Gemara means to teach us is that, as we know, many places in Shas, we've learned this, the way they did Kriyas HaTorah in the time of Chazal was that the first person who got an Aliyah made the bracha before the Leini, and then all the other people who got Aliyahs in between did not make any brachas on the Kriyas HaTorah, and then the last person who got an Aliyah made a bracha after he got his Aliyah, and that's how we had a brachas HaTorah before the Kriyas HaTorah and after. What the Gemara means to say here, says the Yaris Tavash, is that when it comes to these eight Pesukim, they should be treated completely separately. It should be a different person just getting the Aliyah of these eight Pesukim. And not only should be a separate person getting the Aliyah of these eight Pesukim, but actually when he gets that Aliyah, he should make a separate bracha before he gets the Aliyah and a bracha after he gets the Aliyah to indicate that this is different than the rest of the Kriyas HaTorah. Says the Gemara, so isn't this a proof? I feel that the Yeshua, isn't this a proof? The Lema, the Loikrev Shimon, that this is a proof that Yeshua wrote these Pesukim, and that's why they're different, and not like Rav Shimon who says that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote these Pesukim. Answers the Gemara, I feel Tamer Rav Shimon. Ha'el v'ishtenu, ishtenu. They're different. Even Moshe Rabbeinu, as we discussed quite extensively, wrote them differently than the rest of the Torah, and that's the way that's how we show it. Says the Gemara, we learned Yeshua Kasa Sifra V'Ksiv. Ask the Gemara, it says in Sefer Yeshua, V'yom Yeshua Ben Nun Ever Hashem. Answers the Gemara, Daske Elazar. From there on was written by Elazar. Ask the Gemara, V'Ksiv, V'Elazar Ben Aharon Mace. So answers the Gemara, Daske Pinchas. The rest of it was written by Pinchas. Shmuel Kasa Sifra. Shmuel wrote Sefer Shmuel. Ask the Gemara, V'Ksiv, but doesn't it say Sefer Shmuel U'Shmuel Mace? Answers the Gemara, the Aske Garachoz of Nosan Anavi. The remainder was written by Garachoz of Nosan Anavi. David Kosov Sefer Tilim, Aidei Asar Zakenim. Ask the Gemara, the Lech Shivnami, we have a Perikpest Paytest, says, Maskil La Eson Hazrochi. Answers the Gemara, Amar Rav, Eson Hazrochi Zu Avram. Eson Hazrochi is the same as Avram Avinu. Tziv Hocho, it says here, in the capital that we just learned, Eson Hazrochi, the Tziv Hasam, it says over there, Mi Heir Memizrach Tzedek. So the Mar V'Shemesh explains that why is Avram Avinu called Eson Hazrochi? Because we know that the Pasuk says that Olam Chesed Yibona, the purpose of the creation of the world was for Chesed. Avram Avinu was the epitome of Chesed, Chesed Lavrom. So that's why Ezrochi represents Sorach, the way the sun shines. Avram Avinu, who represents Ezrochi, that the sun shines, that the world came into creation because of Chesed. So that's why Avram Avinu was called Eson Ezrochi. another pshat that I saw from the Sefer Migdalos Merchakim, he explains that a person is supposed to live in this world that as if he's a ger. But even though he's supposed to live in this world as a ger, but we're supposed to be here to teach what HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we're living this world as a ger, and we're only here to service Hashem. How do we know that we're supposed to live in the world as gerim? Where do we see that? In Sukkos, the pasuk says, "Kala ezrach v'yisrael yeshiv sukkos." That every ezrach in Klal Yisrael should sit in the sukkah. Who was the first person to bring that lesson to the world? The lesson that we are not here just for ourselves. The lesson that we're here is that we're here in the world to help and teach others. Avraham Avinu. And therefore, Avraham Avinu is the Ezrach B'Yisrael, and that's why he's called Eson HaEzrachi. Ask the Gemara, Kachashiv, in this list, ask the Gemara, we mentioned Moshe Rabbeinu, we also mentioned Haman. But ask the Gemara, that's two separate people who co-authored Tehillim. But ask the Gemara, from a Rav, have we not learned that Haman's a Moshe? How do we know? Ksiv Hocha, the Pasuk says, regarding Shlomo HaMelech, and it says regarding Moshe Rabbeinu, so we see that isn't Haman a representation of Moshe Rabbeinu? Answers Gemara, no. There were three Haman, however. There were three, two different Haman. Moshe Rabbeinu and Haman. Moshe Kosov Sifrei Parshas Bilam and Eoiv. Messiah Rebbe Levi Bar Lachma, Dama Rebbe Levi Bar Machma, Eir B'mei Moshe Hoya. Eiv already lived in the time of Moshe Rabbeinu. Ksiv Hocha, Miyitin Eifai, V'yikosvun Milai. Ksiv Hasam, it says there, B'mai Yivade Eifa. Ask the Gemara V'eima B'mai Yitzchak. If we're going to learn this way, so perhaps he was already was there in the time of Yitzchak. The Ksiv Yitzchak Avinu also uses those kind of words. The Pasuk says that Yitzchak said, Mi Eifai Huatzad Tzayid. And moreover, ask the Gemara, "Me Yaakov, the Ksiv Imkain Eifa Zois Asu, Veim Bemei Yosef, the Ksiv." The pasuk says, "Eifa Hemroim." Says the Gemara, "Loy Sakadatach." It doesn't make sense to say that Eiv lived in those times. The Ksiv by Eiv, Miitim B'Seifa V'Yichuku, the Moshe Dikur Mechaykik. Eiv asked that my life and my words should be put down as a Mechaykik in a Sefer. And Moshe Rabbeinu is the one that's known as the Mechaykik. That, as the pasuk says regarding Moshe Rabbeinu, v'yar reishis loy kisham chelkas mechaykek sofim. Says the Gemara, Rav Amar, Eiv b'mei araglim. Eiv already was around at the time of the araglim. Ksiv hocha, ish haya ba'aretz utz Eiv shmai. The ksiv, it says regarding the araglim, ha'hu hayesh b'yetz. Ask the Gemara, midami, how can we make this type of connection? Hocha, in Eiv, it says the word Utz, and by the Meraglim it says Eitz. Says the Gemara, Hachkama Moshe Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu told the Meraglim as he sent them on their mission, yet look in that when you are spying on Eretz Canaan, look if Yeshna La'osim Adam, if the person who is Shnoisa of Karuchas Ka'etz, somebody who had a very long life, if he's still there, and Megan Abin Aldoiroi, and he's serving as a way to protect the people, and like an eitz, like a long, big tree. Yosef Hu Rabbanu Kamei Rav Shmuel Nachman V'Yosef Kamei Eiv Lo Hayo V'Lo Nivra Al Moshe Hayo. The story of Eiv is not a real story. It's only brought as a mashal about suffering and how a person is supposed to accept the suffering. The pasuk seems to indicate that Eiv was a real person. It wasn't something that just represents a mashal. Elamei atok. If you ask the Gemara, the pasuk says, because the pasuk says Hoyo, there was such a person. The pasuk speaks about the episode between David HaMelech and Bathsheba, and Nosan HaNavi comes to speak to David HaMelech that what he did was wrong. And the pasuk says, and Nosson gives a mashal about a person, about a poor person who has nothing. Kiim kivsa achas ktana, one small sheep, ashakana v'yechiya, that he bought and survived based on this animal. So ask the Gemara mihava, that was only a mashal, it was only an analogy. Ella, mashal b'alma, so even though it says the word haya, it doesn't necessarily mean that it exactly happened. So here too, even though it says ish haya ba'aretz, by Iyav, it's only a mashal ba'alma. Says the Gemara, if it's only a mashal, so why is it necessary, asked the Gemara, imkein shmoi v'shem ira lama, why is it necessary for the pasuk to mention his city and everything, that type of detail? Answers the Gemara, says the Gemara, of Yochanan, Rabbi Elazar d'amar tavai, Iyav ma'ila goyla haya. Ila was from the people that came back by Bayi Sheni, or by Smedrashai b'tferia haya, and he lived in Tferia. Mesei, asked the Gemara, Meish Noisav Shal Iyav, Iyav lived, Mishor Shanichnasul Yisrael Mitzrayim, from when they entered Mitzrayim, at Shiyatsu. And says the Gemara, so it said, so 210 years, Ema, Kfi Mishor Shanichnasul Mitzrayim, at Shiyatsu. They didn't live, so it doesn't mean that he lived in that time. So he answers the Gemara, he didn't live in that time, he lived that long. Meisvei, asked the Gemara, the Brisa says, Shiva Nevi'im Nesnabu L'Umas Olam. There were seven Nevi'im that appeared for the Umas Olam. Ve'elahen, Bilam V'Aviv, Iyav, Alifas HaTamani, Belder HaSuchi, V'Tzayfer HaNamasi, V'Eliyahu Ben Bakar Abuzi. So clearly, Iyav is identified as a Navi that exist, that lived. U'tameich, asked the Gemara, Eliyahu Ben Bakar Lav Misrael Ava, wasn't Eliyahu Ben Bakar from Klal Yisrael, V'haksiv Eliyahu ben Bakar Abuzi min Mishpachas Ram, says the Gemara, Nebui Nebui Lomas Olam. They said Nevuah for the world. Hachanami Iyav could have been from Klal Yisrael, but Nebui Nebui Lomas Olam. Asked the Gemara, Ata Kula Nevi'im Ma'alim Be Lomas Olam. All Nevi'im said messages for Lomas Olam. Answers the Gemara, the difference is, Hasam Ikin Nevusayel Yisrael. All the other Nevi'im, their primary message was on behalf of Klal Yisrael. Hacha, these seven Nevi'im, Ikin Vesayu, Lumas Olam. So again, we go back to this discussion, was Nevi'im from Klal Yisrael or not? Meisvei asked the Gemara, the Brisa says, Chasar Hayu B'Umas Olam, V'yishmai, there was a righteous Nochri, his name was Iyav. V'leibala Olam L'kadeil Kabel Tzcharai, he came to this world to get Tzchar. All he was interested was schar. And when he got Yisurim, chisklam char megadiv, he started to complain. Kafalai Kodesh Baruch Hu schar b'olam hazeh. So Kodesh Baruch Hu saw that since he is not living his life a way a person is supposed to live, so he gave him his schar in olam hazeh, k'dei letar d'man olam haba, that he shouldn't have olam haba. So doesn't this clearly indicate that Iyav was Me'umas Ha'olam? Says the Gemara, Tanaihu. It's actually Machlokes Tanaim, who was Iyav? Was he from Klal Yisrael, or was he from Me'umas Ha'olam? The Tanya Rebbe Elazar Omer, Iyav b'mei Shvayt HaShoftim Haya. Iyav lived in the time of the Shoftim. Shenemar, as Iyav speaks to his friends, he says, Hein atem kulchem chazitem, v'lam ezeh hevel tabola. You've all seen the punishment that the Rishoyim suffer, and why do you think that I too deserve this punishment? Ezadar Shekula Hevel, so he called this time, the time that he lived in Hevel Tavolu. What generation fits into that category? Havayim Zadar Shel Shvayta Shoftim. The Pasuk says at the beginning of Shoftim, V'hi B'mei Shvayta Shoftim, and Chazal explained, Dor sheshaftu eshaftav. They lived in a time that the people judged their leaders. Shuv ben Karchaimer, Iyav b'mei Achashverosh haya. Iyav lived in a time of Achashverosh. Shnema leinimtza nashim yofes k'benois Iyav b'chol aretz. Ve'ezu dor. When do we find in history shnesbakesh by nashim yofes that there was a search? That there was a search for beautiful women. Havayma, we know by Dar Achashverosh after Vashti was murdered and Achashverosh looked for new king. Ask the Gemara, Vema, we have a similar situation with May David. The Ksiv, V'yivak shenari yofa. Answers the Gemara, in the time of David, the Pasuk says, B'chol Gvul Yisrael. They limited the search within Eretz Yisrael. Hacha, by the time of Eiv and the time of Achashverosh, it was B'chol Ars. So the Chasam Sofer says that Chazal teach us Dor V'Dor 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 Shav. The Chazal explained Dor L'Fni Hamanik. So as the Anhigei Yisrael are called the Einei Ho'Eda. So since they're called the Einei Ho'Eda, so they are a reflection of the people that live in their time. And Eiv lived in a time where people were clamoring against their leadership. That's why Eiv was treated that way. And the pasuk says she took the animals of Eiv. During the rule of the Kazdim. Shnema Kazdim Apostle in Eiv, Kazdim Samush Loisha Roshim. Yeshimrim, Eiv Bemei Yaakov Haya, Eiv lived in the time of Yaakov, Vendira Bes Yaakov Nasa, he married Dina, the daughter of Yaakov, Ksiv Hacha, the Apostle says, Kedaba Achas Nevolu Tadabri, Eiv, his wife gives him advice, and Eiv responds to his wife, Kedaba Achas and Nevol to Dabri, the Ksiv Hassam, in the time of Yaakov, says, Kinevol Asab Yisrael. Says the Gemara, the Kol Tanoi, all the Tanoim that we just mentioned, are of the opinion, Svila the Eiv Yisrael Haya, the Eiv from Yisrael, Vam Yesh Oimrim, that the Yesh Oimrim that says he was in the time of Yaakov, there was no Yisrael at that time. This Akadatach, if we're going to say that Mu'um Mitzolim Haver, that Eiv was from the Umas Olam, Basa, the Shach of Moshe, after Moshe Rabbeinu was Nifter, Mishar Yishkin Alav the Kachavim, is it possible that an Akum should be a Novi? Vamamar, the Gemara Masech, the Brachas, the Avzayram and Aleph teaches us, that Baikesh Moshe, Moshe Rabbeinu asked Hashem, Shloi Tisha Shkin Alav the Kachavim V'Nosaloi, Shnemar, the Pasuk says, V'Niflinu Ani V'Amecha, that we should be separated, that only in us there should be Nevuah and not in anyone else. So if Eiv was from Klal Yisrael, we could understand how Eiv was a Navi. But if he was from the Umas HaOlam and he lived after the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, it's not possible to suggest that he was a Navi. He was an Umas HaOlam. Says the Gemara, Amar B'yachin, Dara Eiv Shata B'Zimaya. It was a time where people acted very immorally. Shnema hein atam kochem chazisim v'lam zeh helvel tabolu. The Siv, and the Pasuk says similar words, shuvi shuvi amalamis, shuvi shuvi v'nexabok, that the Umas HaOlam say to the Klal Yisrael, join with us and act with us in an immoral fashion as we do. Says the Gemara, eima b'nevuah, but maybe the word Chazisem v'nechsa is representing Nevuah. And we see that that word represents Nevuah. The Ksiv, Chazon Yishayah ban Amatz. Says the Gemara, if this is a positive, that it represents that he was a Navi, so in the rest of the Pasuk, where the Pasuk says, Lom is a Hevel Tabel Lomali. Lom Rabbi Yehoshua, my Ksiv, as we mentioned earlier, the Pasuk says, Vehi b'mei shvayt ha-shayftim, dor sh'shayfet ha-shayftav. What happened was that if a shofet would tell a person, Tol kisa mibein shinecha, the piece of wood that you're using as a toothpick is something that you stole and give it back. So the person who was being reprimanded by the shofet would respond to him, Tol ata kairim beinecha, you should take a beam. Oimeloi, kaspecha hayula sigim, that the shofet would tell this person, your money, your silver coin, is adulterated with copper. The wine that you're buying is adulterated with water. And so why is that a retort? So Mefarshim explained the reason it's a retort is that the silver gets mixed with copper, not necessarily by deliberate. where the wine only gets mixed with water if somebody deliberately does it. What does the toothpick and wood analogy mean? Mefarshim explained that the shofet, would tell the person that this toothpick, the wood that you have from your toothpick, is a stolen piece of wood. And what he would respond is that it's not that, yes, it may be a stolen piece of wood, but where did I get this stolen piece of wood from? I got this stolen piece of wood from a beam. The beam was a beam that the piece of wood that I stole, that I took, was from a beam that belonged to you. Where did you get, he would say to the shofet, where did you get that beam from? You stole the beam. So instead of you talking to me about a small piece of wood that I stole, you speak about the beam that you stole, which is much more significant. And I saw the Mefarshim expound on that. The Gemara we learned many times says there was a Tekanas Meresh. Tekanas Meresh means that Chazal made a rule that if somebody steals a beam and then builds it into his house, the halach is he doesn't have to return the beam. And the reason he doesn't have to return the beam is because we want to encourage that people should do tshuva. And if he's going to have to dismantle his home to return the beam, he's going to be reluctant to do tshuva. So what the person was saying to the shofet, you stole a beam, and by stealing a beam, you took something because it's already built into the home that's not returnable, and you'll never have the ability to do a proper tshuva. I stole a piece of wood which wasn't built into a home yet that I will be able to do proper tshuva. Says the Gemara, Amar Shmuel ben Nachmani, Amar Rabbi Yonasan. Whoever says that when the pasuk speaks about the Malchus Shva, she was a woman, Eina Elatoya, is mistaken. My Malchus Shva, Malchusa de Shma, it was the country of Shva, but it doesn't mean that she was a woman. It says the pasuk here, Yoyim v'yivoyu b'nei ha'elokim l'shatzav al-Hashem, v'yova gam Hashem asotna b'soicha. Says the Gemara, that day was the day of Rosh Hashanah, when the Malachim come to try to say good things about Klal Yisrael. V'ayim Hashem el Satan ma'ayin tavoy, from where you're coming, v'yan ha-Satan. The Satan tries to say bad about Klal Yisrael. Amar l'fanei Ribono Shel Olam shatti b'chol ha'olam kuloi, I traveled through the entire world, v'loy matzasi ne'eman avdecha k'avram. Sh'nemar kumis, sh'nemar t'loi, you told Avram Avinu, you told Avram Avinu that you will give him all about Yisrael. When Avram Avinu could not even find a place with to borrow Sarah, until he had to purchase it from Ephraim with Arba Mei Shekel, he accepted it. Hasamta Lipchal Avdi Iyov. Have you paid attention to Eof? Ke'ein k'maya ba'aretz. That nobody is as great as him. Amar b'yachin gol ha'nem b'Eof, yoysu mashinem b'Avram. What the pasuk says about Eof is even greater than what it says about Avram Avinu. Dil b'Avram k'siv ki'atu yadati ki'yir elikim ato. V'Eof k'siv ishtam v'yashar yir elikim v'samira. So the Ritva asks, how can we say that Eof was greater than Avram Avinu? So the Ritva answers, the Chazal teach us in Masechta Erevin Daf Yud Ches of Abayz, Ein Omer Befonim Shel Adam El Mitzvah Shvachai. When we're speaking to a person about himself and he's there, we don't say all of his praise. And therefore, Eov's praise was said not in front of him. Avram Avinu's praise was said in front of him, so that's why it says the less praise by Avram Avinu. My Samira, what does the pasuk say? Samira, Amar Rav Abba Bar Shmuel, Eov Vatra Mimayna Haya. Eov was very generous. Menhag L'Shalom, Noisen Chatzi Pruta L'Chavoni. If somebody owes a worker money, he pays him a half a pruta. Eov Vitra Mishaloi. But a half a pruta is not really a coin that's in circulation. So he's going to have a hard time. And that's why Eiv was generous and paid him a pruta. V'yanasat v'shoimer, hahinam yirav e'el akim, halayata sachta ba'adu ba'ad be'esai. Is Eiv truly a Yerushmayim? The reason Eiv is a Yerushmayim is because you have afforded him such great protection. My masi dacha barachta, omer av shmu bar av yitzchak, kol anoit a pruta me'eiv, anybody would receive any money from Eiv mizbarach. Umay umekneu b'horatz ba'aretz, omer Rabbi Yosef Bachanina, Mekneu Shal'iyah parts of Gidra Shal'oilam. The cattle of Eiv went past any normal type of situation. Menag Shalom Zevim Hargim Izim. The wolves killed the goats. Mekneu Shal'iyah was just the opposite. Izim Hargim Zevim. Vulam Shnachna V'gaba Chol Shal'oi Emloya Panachi V'recha. But the Satan challenges Eiv and says that, sir, see if you cause him suffering. Im loy al panachi v'rechecha. Yom Hashem ashatem kine kosh b'yotcha rak elav al tishlach yotcha. You could punish him and hurt him, but don't touch him. Don't touch him himself. And the pasuk says, v'yihi hayoyim ubanav v'benoyis me'oichel v'shoyis me'yayim bebeis achichem abchor u'malach bo al Eiv v'ema. Habaka ayicharshes, my habaka ayicharshes v'asoynis royes aydeim. Amar Rav Yochanan Melamed shetim haKadosh Baruch Hu Eiv. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Eiv a taste me'ein olam haba. When Mashiach comes, animals will be born and will become pregnant and have children on the same day. So too will be in the time of Eiv. That in the time of Eiv there were. The Eiv was merited that the conception and the birth were thrown away. We're all done in one day.